Okay, so for today, we're on the last sif of Siman Kuf Yud, which is page 278. Okay, Kuf Yud, Sif Ches. So again, if you think what we've been doing so far, we've been talking about Shmon Esrei, Dying Shmon Esrei, and what happens if you come late to Shmon Esrei, what happens. So then we were talking about Tefillah, what happens if you're, after you finish davening, you're leaving, right? So we put in Tefillah Sederach. Now look what comes next. It's very interesting. Ches. Hanichnas beis hamedrash, someone who comes into shul, into a beis medrash, excuse me. Yisbalo, a person should say that when they begin to learn, they should say the following tefillah. Yehi ratzon b'ofnecha Hashem Elokeinu v'elokei avoseinu shloach kashal b'dvar halacha. That I shouldn't, you daven to Hashem, that you do not make a mistake in learning. If you look, if you want to know the rest of the tefillah, it is a lot of time. It's in the Gemara. It's in the other Gemara?
I think so.
I think it's in these Gemaras.
I'll watch the one I pull out, I won't have it.
No. Yeah. Here it is. Right? Sometimes you get the fancy ones. He writes himself now. Hashem Elokei Elokei Osai. He said, Hashem Elokei Elokei Osainu. Shloya Rodaru Takal Al Yadi. V'lo Akasho B'Dvar Halacha. V'Yismuchu V'Yichaverai. V'lo Amar Al Tame Tar. V'Al Tar Tame. V'lo Al Mutar Asur. V'lo Al Asur Mutar. V'lo Yichashlu Chaverai B'Dvar Halacha. Not only diving that you don't make a mistake in your own learning, but also everyone else, everyone you're learning with. V'as Makwahem, and I'll be happy with them. We all know there could be problems with that. Ki Hashem Yitin Chachma B'Hiv Dasuna. So that's the tefillah. As we all know, you need a lot of siyata dishmaya in order to learn. And when you finish learning, if there is such a thing, but when you leave the base medrash, you should say, so you are all familiar with that, right? Here it's a little longer. Right? Here it's a little longer. You thank Hashem that He put you amongst those who learn. Well, Kronos, you all know what Yashar Kronos is, right? Not sitting there with in the corners doing who knows what. And you go on like we do. I see Hey Mashkim, Anu Mashkim, so on and so forth. Mishnah Berurah brings down that these two tefillos are an obligation. They're a chova. That's why a lot of people don't know. That's why it's a good thing that they're printed in front of the svarim. You could say it's standing or sitting, whatever is best. Okay, you could say it's standing or sitting. Right. Now the Mishnah Berurah brings down another interesting idea. The Mishnah Berurah, and in the beginning of the Gemara, they actually bring it down. And that is, the Mishnah Berurah says that in the name of the Taz, that it also applies to someone who's studying on their own. In other words, not with a Chavrusa. We all know there's the way you're supposed to learn is with a Chavrusa, because if you're learning privately, so you're learning on your own, so you think everything's hunky-dory, everything's great. You have a kasha and you have an answer, and if you were learning with somebody, you might not have the question and the answer might not be a good answer, and so on and so forth. It's very tricky to say at least to learn on your own. And the Mishnah Berurah here in Kuf Yud brings down, also brings down, especially if the person who's learning on their own is someone who paskins. So you can imagine the bigger danger. So he brings down a separate tefillah, and again, it's printed also here for anyone to say. Yoratzom Avnach Hashem Elokai Shetara Einai B'Mor Sosecha V'Atzileni Mikol Michshol, protect me against any mistake or stumbling, V'Ta'os, Hein B'Isser V'Heter, whether it's in things that are Mutter and Aser, like say Kashon Treif and stuff like that, Hein b'dinei mamonos, or money matters, hein b'al ra, hein b'limud, whether I shouldn't make a mistake, whether it's in paskening or in learning, Galana Vivita on the philosopher Sarasacha. And again, the same pasuk as was brought down in the previous tefillah we mentioned. And you daven that whatever I learned already that was true, I should remember, I should be able to stand on. Again, to remember things is not so easy. And that's the tefillah. It goes on a little bit. And the Mishnah Berurah also brings down that when you learn Bechavrusa, we also saw this idea. You have to daven that you're not happy when your chavrusa makes a mistake, or whatever it may be, right?
You slug somebody up.
And also, when somebody, on the other hand, slugs you up, they shouldn't be happy about that. In other words, it's all a pursuit for emes. So the goal is emes. So whether I'm quote unquote the victor or the vanquished, it does make a difference. It's all a pursuit of emes. So again, those are the tefillos. Again, they're printed in the front of many Gemaras. So again, the Mishnah Berurah says they're a chova, they're an obligation. So again, before we learn, we all have to be aware of the fact that it's all siyata dishmaya, to crack open a halacha or a Gemara or a Tosos or whatever it may be, requires a lot of siyata dishmaya.
Have you ever seen these in a sitter? I mean, I'm surprised. There's a lot of things
in the Shacharis. Yeah, in the Mishnah Berurah I think they usually have. In the Mishnah Berurah Sidurim they have. Because, again, it's more likely, because the whole idea is when you finish davening, you go to learn, right? We learned that the best thing after you finish davening is to learn. That's one of the reasons. One of the reasons why we learn Shemiras HaLashon in the morning. Because you do some learning, right? Sometimes learning, and again, we saw in the Mishnah Berurah that it's a big Indian to learn right after you daven.
Right.
So, but again, the ultimate is, you know, you breakfast already and you go and learn. So if you go and learn, so usually a person like in yeshivas, you learn Gemara. So that would be the way to do it.
You're doing, let's say, Chumash Rashi with this?
Again, here it seems like, you know, again, the Mechaber start off with Hanichnas Lebeis HaMedrash. Right, so we're going to see that later. You're going, Yechol Mechayol Chayol means that you go from the shul, Beis HaKnesses, I don't know, you might make a stop or whatever, and then you go to the Beis HaMedrash. It means like you're sitting, you know, your main learning.
It's also interesting because it's not Negeya learning Chumash Rashi, which is certainly valid limit, but it's not Negeya.
But in Limud it is. Like you can make a mistake in a Rashi, you can make a mistake in wrong Pshat in Rashi.
But it doesn't say the wrong shot, right?
No, that's a mistake in halacha. Right, it's heim b'limud, right? Heim b'ra, heim b'limud. Right? Sometimes, you know, unfortunately, you hear somebody giving a drasha and everything. I remember one time I heard somebody giving a drasha from God, you know, to Yodea Sefer. And it was a beautiful drasha. And the idea was emes. The only thing is there was a pasuk against it. I mean, mamish. I mean, somebody... Yeah, it wasn't like he was saying not because during a chas v'shalom. I was saying, like, the idea was a Dover Emes. But, you know, like, I mean, that was even more, you know, there was even a Pasuk. You know, it's hard to, you know, like a Rashi, maybe I could say there's another Rashi, you know, whatever. I don't know, you know. But, you know, it's hard to go against the Pasuk. Okay, anyways, let's start Kuf Yud Al very quickly. Smichas Gula L'Tfila. So, the Machaber says, "Sarach liyismok gula l'tfila." As we've seen before, we've seen it mentioned before, but one has to connect gula l'tfila. So we know what this means. Before Shachris, before Shmoneh Esrei and Shachris, make a brach. Right, Shira Chadash Hashem Kugulim. We discussed this a little bit in previous simanim in Kuf Ches, that once you say Shira Chadash, and certainly the brach Hashem Gaal Yisrael, so you got to down Shmoneh Esrei right away. That's called Smichas Gula L'Tfila. Gal Yisrael to the Shmoneh Esrei. So you have to connect those two. V'lo yasik b'neam, you can't interrupt. Afilu be'amein achar Gal Yisrael, the Machaber says, even answering amein after Gal Yisrael, right? The Chazan's going to say, Bracha Tashem Gal Yisrael. And we all know when you hear a bracha, you're obligated. You got to answer amein to a bracha. You have to. There's a chiyuv to answer amein to a bracha. And so therefore, the Chazan saying, Bracha Tashem Gal Yisrael. So now we're going to have the discussion about this. So now you're stuck between a rock and a hard place. In other words, on one hand, you have an obligation to answer Amen after the Chazan's Bracha Tashem Gal Yisrael. But on the other hand, Machaber says you have to connect Gula L'Tfila. In other words, when I say, When I personally say Gal Yisrael, I have to say Shmoneh Esrei right away. You can't interrupt. And the Machaber says not even an Amen, not even that Amen. So now the problem is the Machaber seems to be saying, okay, in this case you're not obligated to answer Amen because the Gula L'Tfila overcomes the obligation to answer Amen. That would be the simple explanation. Below, next page. Below Hashem Pasuk, you shouldn't say any Pasuk, so obviously it's going to be a problem, right? What do you do with Hashem Svasai Sivta? Right? Except he says, Chutz Mashem Svasai Sivta, except that's the exception. So the question on that is, why? If I have to connect Gula L'Tfila, so all of a sudden you make an exception. So how many other exceptions do I have? Do I have other exceptions? Okay, so you can see there's a lengthy Ramah. And obviously we're going to get into this, besides the idea of Smichus Gula L'Tfila, but obviously one of the immediate question we're going to have, so what do you do in the morning? When you have this obligation to answer Amen to the Bracha, Bracha Tashem Gal Yisrael, whether it's Smichus Gula L'Tfila, answer Amen, not answer Amen. What do you do? Okay, well, Mir Tashem, get back to this. Mir Tashem.